Hello and welcome to the Magical Midlife Podcast, where you get a refreshing, uplifting and optimistic perspective on life in your 40s and 50s. I'm your host, Lindsay DeSwart, and I'm delighted that you've joined us here today. So let's jump right in. Hello, welcome back to Magical Midlife. It's Lindsay. So great to see you here. Lovely to be back. So today we are diving into back into the Wheel of Life series, and we're on the second one of the eight sections of the Wheel of Life. And I'm really excited about it because it's the spirituality section, which for some people might be something that you do on a regular basis to tune back into things. And for some people, this might be new, or it might be a slightly different way of looking at things. So I'm going to just dig into that a little bit today, because just like all the other parts of the Wheel of Life, every single part plays a part in, you know, your whole well-being. For me, spirituality was certainly not something that was ever part of my well-being growing up, and it's something that I've definitely got into later on in life. And I believe that one of the midlife things, another one of the midlife things, is that quite a few people do wake up to some element of meditation or spirituality within the midlife, because we question so much of, you know, what's gone on, what's going on, what we're experiencing. And we kind of get to the stage where all the tools that we already know how to use and we've already used up till now all of a sudden don't seem to be working anymore or don't seem to bring us the same joy. So it can be a time when people do have a bit of an awakening, which is why I call it a midlife awakening rather than a midlife crisis. So I'm trying to be logical about how I talk about spirituality, which is a little bit interesting because it's not really something that has boundaries or is well defined, because everybody kind of has their own take on it. So my take on it is, and by the way, I use the terms God, spirit, universe, energy. I kind of use it all interchangeably because to me it's all one and the same. And I believe that we are all part of something greater, which is why obviously this podcast is called Magical Midlife, because I do believe that there is so much magic in life when we do actually just allow ourselves to be kind of be, you know, taken with the energy of life and be part of something greater rather than trying to micromanage and plan and, you know, finagle our way through life. I didn't really know I'd be using finagle today, but there we go. Okay, so what's the benefit of spirituality? What I believe is the benefit is it works at all different levels. First of all, and I guess what's really important in today's pace of life, is I believe it actually takes the stress off us. It reduces anxiety, it reduces guilt, it reduces stress, it reduces fear. When you tune into that greater force, the greatest energy, it allows you to be in a more open state of mind. You become more expansive in your thinking rather than restrictive. You start to believe in the good in yourself and the good in others, rather than, you know, sort of suspicion and judgment. It almost feels like you're living from an open, completely open mindset. And it's, as I say, it's without limits and without boundaries. So that's one aspect of it. And I do believe that when you trust in the energy and in the sort of the power of the spirituality, you do get to sort of experience a few more miracles and a bit more magic in your life. And I mean, there are countless examples that I could share with you. And they'll probably come up as we go through, but it would be a very long episode if that's what I went through. And I'm sure you've all experienced it as well. There are going to be times when you're like, whoa, how did that happen? You know, I couldn't even have planned that if I tried. That's what I believe is the power of universal force and spirit. It's those things that all line up absolutely perfectly. The coincidences, the synchronicities, all of those things, all of those good things, I believe is because we are part of a greater energy. And when we allow it to do its thing, we can be carried very beautifully through life. So that's mainly what I believe the benefit is. Now, if we think about how it sits in our body and around our body, there's a couple of things here. So when I was younger, I was all about fitness and physical strength, which, you know, I still am. But I was very much that, you know, the body was our method of controlling you know, our way through life. And if we had our health, then we had everything. If we were fit and strong, then we had everything. And that still holds true. But then I started learning about the power of the mind and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming and hypnosis. And then I thought, oh, okay, so if we can do everything with our mind, if we tune into the power of our mind, then we can think ourselves into any sort of good situation, any good place, which was all well and good until then, when I had my middle son, Jamie, my body and mind really weren't getting me where I needed to be. And again, just like midlife, I was out of my comfort zone. I was at fresh out of resources. I was like, okay, I need something else. And that's when I met Cece, who has been a fantastic teacher throughout my life. And Cece helped me to wake up to the fact that I've got a soul. Lo and behold, we have a soul. Well, so from there, I started to actually realize that there was something beyond our body and our mind. And perhaps there was this deeper part of us, which is our soul. And our soul is all about actually enjoying life and really feeling things. And the soul is not judgmental. The soul is always for your, you know, your highest good. And I mean, there's a whole bunch of belief systems that go with that, which merited an episode on their own. Anyway, so then I lived within sort of soul consciousness for quite some time. And then just before COVID, that's when, again, after about 20 years, I reconnected with Cece, and she'd been doing a lot of shamanic work. And so she said, well, you know, if you're kind of a bit fed up with the results that you're getting for your clients already, what you are doing with the body and the mind and the soul, you might be ready for this next level. So then I started training with her into the shamanic world. And the shamanic world, so there's shamans, they're all around the world. And you, I mean, my mum once said to me, are you kind of like a witch doctor? And which I was like, you could put it like that, maybe. And basically, the way I believe it is we're tuning into that universal energy. And from all around the world, you have shamans who are native to their culture, to their environment, to their seasons, to their wildlife. The way the shamanic world works is you are part of nature. You tune into the seasons of nature, the spirits of the animals. You are part of something greater. And it makes us seem just like a very small part within this whole, you know, existence. So without getting too philosophical or ethereal on you. Anyway, so Cece introduced me to this. And through that, I started doing a lot of work with connecting with the energy of spirit. What it allows anybody to do is to allow you to tune into that universal power, God, spirit, for kind of your highest good. It gives you a very different perspective on anything that you're working through in everyday life. So it could be challenges, could be restrictions, relationships. And then so from the world of spirit, you almost release control, actually. And it's, you can almost see it, or I almost see it. And when I meditate, I feel it as well. You almost feel like you are lying back in the current, and you're being carried downstream, and you just relax into it and allow yourself to literally to go with the flow. And it means that you release your stress, you release your control, you tune into almost like the greater good of your whole nervous system. And it just allows you to relax entirely. Now, it might sound kind of, you know, a bit utopia, and to a degree it sort of is. Now, obviously you can't live there. You can experience a lot of it, and you can start to live your life with that as part of your life, which is brilliant, because that's when those synchronicities and miracles really start to happen. But obviously you can't entirely live your life there. And funnily enough, through my shamanic training, because I was in meditation so much and we went so deeply into meditation, I was really pleased it was COVID, because there is no way I could have functioned in the real world with, you know, a regular schedule, because, you know, pretty much away with the fairies most of the time. But I think I almost needed to go there in order to see where you could go and how powerful all of that could be. And anybody who, if you've worked with me in, you know, either on one-to-one sessions or, you know more about the story, it was through the spirit work that I then got into do, that I, you know, I kept seeing this horse guide. And then it was from there that I got my horse Penny. And then from there, we went through the whole journey of Penny being a very, very different experience of having a horse than I ever anticipated or expected. But it then got me, that's what started off the horse whispering and, you know, communicating with animals, which is, you know, it led me in a different path entirely. Anyway, without going too far down into the horse communication route, let's get back to the spiritual route. Okay, so how can you access this? Because anybody can access this. And if it's already part of your daily practice, then fantastic. And I'm absolutely delighted for you. And I'm sure you've already experienced the benefits. But if you kind of like the idea, or you know that, you know, you should meditate because of all of these benefits, let's just look at the benefits first of all. I mean, yes, there's the miracles. Everybody wants more miracles. But there is also, it has an effect on your body. It allows you to, as I say, to relax your nervous system. When your nervous system is more relaxed, then that allows you to go into your, let's say, parasympathetic nervous system. Your parasympathetic nervous system is where you do your healing from. So it allows your whole body to become healthier. It also works very beneficially with your mind, because as you start to do more meditation, it has, it's been proven or been tested that it starts to, you make new pathways between your left and right brain thinking patterns. And then, in fact, one of the greatest things that I saw that actually explained that is there is a YouTube talk, or a TED talk rather, that has, it's years and years old now, and it's by a scientist called Jill Bolte-Taylor. And it's called A Stroke of Insight. And she was a doctor. I think she probably still is a doctor. She was a neuroscientist. That's what she was. And then she went through a stroke. And she was trying to document her way through her stroke as she actually experienced it. And as she changed between the left and right side of her brain and the different experiences that she had, and how one was very linear and one was very expansive, and how she kept going between the two, and certain things she could do when she was in one side of the brain and then she would zip to the other side of the brain. If you have some, I don't know, I think it's a 15 minute talk or 20 minute talk, I would highly recommend looking at that, because it will really open up your mind to the benefits, like the real world long-term benefits of making the effort to start meditation if it's something that you've never done. Okay, so how can you do it? To me, meditation and mindfulness, meditation more so than mindfulness, is the gateway really to connecting with this universal spirit, universal energy, force, God, whatever, comes through. It's almost like, let's say, yeah, it's the doorway. And so meditation, you can do in so many different ways. You don't have to sit, you know, with your legs crossed, omming, although that has its place, but you don't have to do that. There are so many ways that we can bring more meditation, I guess you can also say mindfulness, into life. Mindfulness feels to me like you're relaxing your body, so you're still getting some of the benefits of the relaxation. The meditation to me almost feels like you go one step further, almost outside of your existence and your reality. And rather than just being in a calm state within your body, the spirituality takes you way outside your body when you really get into meditation. So let's look at the different types of meditations. So first of all, some people can access this sort of universal energy through using physical things. So some people are really drawn to crystals and rocks. And just by holding a certain rock, for example, you know, amethyst or white quartz or something like that, rose quartz even, you feel that there is an energy coming from it. And it can be very, very enticing and compelling and very powerful. So that's one way that you're tuning into the universal spirit. The other way is to do things like, I use oracle cards, some people choose angel cards, or I don't know a huge amount about tarot cards. I mean, I often have tarot readings and I really enjoy them, but because I don't really know the connection of them, I'm not going to focus on those. I personally work with animal cards, angel cards, oracle cards, goddess cards on a regular basis. And one of the things that I do in the circles that I host is when people are in their sort of guided meditation state, so they're in a fully relaxed state, I will go around the circle and quite often I will pull a card for them and trust that the universal energy is pulling them the card that they need on the night. And I put it at the end of their mat. And then when they wake up from the meditation, they'll go and check in on, see what that card is and go and look it up in the book or see what it means to them. And very often it comes up with an answer that they found that they needed through the guided meditation, sheds a new light on a situation that they're currently in. So cards, I believe, are a really good way to access the world of spirit. So the other ways that you can do it, the easiest way is to sit quietly. Just to sit quietly and just to, you know, you start to listen to your breathing and you become aware of maybe sounds around you. And then one of the things that has been very much more so for me recently, and the only way I can describe it, is to listen to your ears, which I know sounds crazy, but sitting quietly in a meditation practice, if you take your awareness to listen to your ears, you should. Yeah, the only thing I can say is actually try it, because it becomes remarkably loud, actually. Within that noise, it sort of blocks everything else out, which is quite nice because it blocks out the thoughts and it blocks out other distractions. So anyway, that's one way that I really like. If meditation is something that you feel you want to try, I'm going to give you a whole different array of ways to try it, because there is not just one way. Like anything, there is many, many different ways to get there. So I'm going to give you the ones that at least I'm aware of. So you've got the crystals, you've got cards, you've got the meditation, listening to your ears. The other thing that you can do is to just go and walk in nature, walk in the forest especially. And then just the walking in itself is beautiful. Being in the energy of the forest is beautiful. If you wanted to take it a step further, then you can stand, well, first of all, you can hug a tree, because then you can just tune into the real energy of nature. And imagine that you've got roots coming down through your feet the way that the tree has roots going down, obviously, into the ground. And then you can imagine, same thing, that the branches also are coming, you know, that you're connected to the branches coming out the top of your head. So you do have connection all the way through. You are fully connected to nature, which is a beautiful feeling in itself. So that's one way. Then you can, if you're in the forest and you're looking at the leaves, start to focus on the gap between the leaves. And it's really interesting when you do that, how your stress levels drop, how your breathing slows, how if you give yourself the time to notice, you're focusing actually on nothing. What looks like nothing, what seems like nothing, but it's incredibly powerful. And even if you're not in the forest, you could do that. So don't do this if you're driving. But if you're anywhere else, just take a moment to notice what's right in front of your eyes right now. So for me, I've got a box of matches, a candle, and some packs of oracle cards. And there's a window in front of me. But if I focus on the things, the space between things, really focus on. So you start to look at the edges. And then as you kind of you focus beyond the edges, and you start to get into the realm of sort of nothingness. And as you get into that realm of nothingness, just take a breath. And it's very difficult to feel anything other than relaxation. Just focus on everything between the edges. So that's another way of getting into meditation. So to come back to me. So you've got that. So you've got the space between, you've got the quiet, you can be in the forest, you can look at the trees. The other way, of course, is journaling. And you can do something called automatic writing, which I've got to be honest, I've never really, really gelled with automatic writing. I can write like a fiend. And when I get writing, there's just no stopping me. So perhaps that's automatic writing. But I know people who really, really benefit or really enjoy automatic writing. They kind of look back at their page and they're like, holy cow, you know, who just wrote that? I've never got to that stage, but it's certainly a thing. It's a practice that people, you know, that takes people to a different place. And then, of course, the other thing is guided meditation. So guided meditation, that's what I lead people through when I do my shamanic journeying. And so I will lead people through a journey to allow them to relax, to connect to the universal energy, the world of spirit. There are loads and loads of guided meditations on YouTube, so many. And what I would say is, if it's something that you want to do, go and find somebody, A, whose voice you like. B, who isn't so far out there that you've got, you know, no idea what they're talking about. But also, don't be afraid to actually just sit back and say, I've got nothing to lose by listening to this person if it's going to relax me. So one person I really like is a lady called Reiki Rachel, and she's massive on YouTube, and she does all sorts of visualizations and guided meditations. She also does energy activations, which is pretty interesting. So she's one of my go-tos on a regular basis. So there's Reiki Rachel. There is another one called The Universe, as in Y-O Universe. They're quite theoretical. So if you're quite strong with your mind, you might prefer something like that. I think they are my favourite ones that I recommend on YouTube, but there are so many. And you can tune into things like crystal bowl healing, gong meditations, even some really beautiful music. You can get, the hertz, that's the other thing. Tuning into certain hertz of music will take you into a meditative state. So there are so many ways now that you can start to play around with meditation. So what I so often hear from people is, oh, I can't meditate. It's like, well, have you tried any of the, you know, if you want to, of course, you don't have to, but if you tried any of the 10 or 15 different ways that you can meditate, personally, I believe anybody can meditate. My friend Masako, who's been on this podcast, she has a podcast all about meditation called Why Not Meditate? And she interviews people whose whole lives have been changed through the practice of meditation. So go and look up Masako. As I say, she's done an episode in 2023. She did an episode with me, I think. So that's definitely worth tuning into, and, you know, go and listen to her podcast too. So those are easy ways for you to start to tune into and start to enter into this universal energy. The other thing, actually, that's more obvious even than meditation is the time you spend with your pet. And you know how relaxing it feels, because our pets are massive healers, whether it's horses, dogs, cats, chameleons, whatever it might be. You'll notice how your breathing changes and how much it relaxes your system. So again, they are pure energy. They are purely part of this universal force that we're all part of. Some people believe that, you know, pets come to us as reincarnated souls of, you know, past relatives or anything like that. I'm not going to push that on you. You might believe in it, you might not. But it's one of those things that if you know, you know. So I'll leave that with you. So I'd love to give you some resources and some of my favourite books that really launched me, shall I say, into this path of sort of exploration about spirituality, and also really tuning into my soul, because that's a great place to start. The first book, which I recommend to everybody and anybody, is called Love is the Answer by Gerald Jampalski. And I think actually in the in my store that's on the show notes, there are links. It says books you'll love in that store. Right at the bottom of that store, it says books you'll love. If you go into that, you'll find a link to the books that I'm talking about today. So one is Love is the Answer by Gerald Jampalski. Another one is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, who it's just an absolute classic, and it changes your perspective on things so much so that there are literally four agreements. It's the simplest thing, but it's an absolute classic. It's an easy read. So I'd recommend that. And I think that's also in the book links. Obviously, I will check after this episode. And then the last one, which I love, have read so many times. It's a bit more out there, I'm going to be honest with you. And I know a couple of clients I recommended this to have read it and have had to reread it because it's profound, absolutely profound. And it's called The Untethered Soul, The Journey Beyond Yourself. And that's by Michael A. Singer. And again, the link for that is in my Amazon bookshop in the show notes below this show. If it's something that you feel that you really want to work with or you want to explore, then please message me if you've got questions, if you don't know where to start, if none of the techniques that I've just talked about, if none of those work for you, just let me know. Come back to me, because the world of spirituality really opens up new insights and new perspectives on life. And just like anything, before you get into it, it can seem a little bit intimidating because there's so much out there. But actually, the less you think about it, the better it is. So I'm going to leave you with that thought, actually, that the less you think about it, the better it is, because that almost sums up getting into the universal energy. So there we go, nice full circle. I asked for guidance before this episode, and guess what? Here we are. I do energy readings for people. It's just a half hour energy reading, and that does use the shamanic practices. The shamanic practices work with the lower world, the middle world, and the upper world. The lower world works with our subconscious, our buried stuff that we all bury for our own protection. The middle world is the world that we live in on a regular basis. And then the upper world is kind of our dream state, our guidance, where we go for inspiration and insight. So I do those sorts of energy readings. Let me know if you wanted to book something like that, because I can do it obviously just online, anywhere around the world. If it's something you're interested in, I'd be very happy to do that for you and also do a card reading for you. Just for fun, I would recommend that you play around with the different methods I've talked about. Maybe even go and get yourself some cards. You'll just be drawn to a pack of cards. There's no right, there's no wrong. You'll just be drawn to a pack. And if you go into those sorts of shops, the spiritual shops, there will be shelves and shelves and shelves of different sorts of cards. So just be drawn to whatever it is. Same thing with the crystals. If you want to work with crystals, then again, trust what you're drawn to. And if you have like just a crystal on your desk or something because it makes you feel better, absolutely, then that's the route you need to take. So full circle, and if you've got any questions about this, please come back to me. It opens up a whole new dimension of the world to you, or outside the world, I guess. And I do believe it's actually a fairly crucial part of the midlife awakening. So don't think you're going mad. If you're starting to hear voices, smell stuff, feel stuff that you haven't before, within reason, obviously, and you've got questions about it, yeah, just message me, because I promise you this is an awakening, and we're really in a massive time of awakening right now, where more people are kind of waking up to this. And if you don't know what it is and you've never had really any experience of it, it can be a little bit intimidating, but it doesn't need to be. I promise you, it will take you flowing downstream, and it's a lot easier than pushing upstream. Okay. I hope that's fun. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Lovely having you here. Thank you so much. As always, please leave a review if this is helpful. And lots of love. I will see you on the next episode. I hope you enjoyed the show today. Just before you go, can I ask a favour? Could you possibly subscribe to the show and leave a review if you really enjoyed it? Those things are absolutely the lifeblood of the show. They allow the show then to get a bit more publicity and get sent out to other people. So I'd love it if you could be a part of growing this podcast and sharing the magical midlife message. Now, also, we've got a new feature down in the show notes, which is an online store which now supports everything to do with magical midlife. There are personal and business resources on there for you, so please go and check it out. As I say, it's right down at the bottom in the show notes. There's free downloads, there's paid for downloads, there is physical books, and there's even links for coaching and business training as well. Okay, so thanks so much for being a part of the Magical Midlife, and I can't wait to catch up with you in the next episode. Take care.